Dear friends, family of light, welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. Here you will find answers to many questions about spirituality, spiritual practices, healing, healing modalities, meditation, from Tibetan Reiki to the Reiki philosophy, mantras, sacred words, sacred expression, always with a little bit of joy and fun, even if this is a very deep and profound subject. So let's start. Welcome, and let's enjoy being together. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe. Let's start. My dear friends, family of light, welcome. Welcome to Energy Healing Podcast. This is Sonia. Several amazing masters of different modalities, of different backgrounds, have made their transition. One of them is Ignyat Hin. I hope I'm saying the name correctly. He was a Vietnamese Zen master, a beautiful being, and I like to honor him today, reading a poem he wrote, and I think it's very pertinent also at what we are experiencing right now and what we need to do in order to achieve peace in our daily life. And here it goes. It is from his book, You Are Here, Discovering the Magic of the Present Moment. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. Drink your tea slowly and reverently, as if it is the axis on which the world earth revolves. Slowly, evenly, without rushing toward the future. I promise myself that I will enjoy every minute of the day that is given me to live. The mind can go in a thousand directions, but on this beautiful path, I walk in peace. With each step, the wind blows. With each step, a flower blooms. When we are mindful, deeply in touch with the present moment, our understanding of what is going on deepens, and we begin to be filled with the acceptance, joy, peace, and love. Walk as if you are kissing the earth with your feet. Peace is present right here and now, in ourselves and in everything we do and see. Every breath we take, every step we take, can be filled with peace, joy, and serenity. The question is whether or not we are in touch with it. We need only to be awake, alive in the present moment. To dwell in the here and now does not mean you never think about the past or responsibly plan for the future. The idea is simply not to allow yourself to get lost in regrets about the past or worries about the future. If you are firmly grounded in the present moment, the past can be an object of inquiry, the object of your mindfulness and concentration. You can attain many insights by looking into the past, but you are still grounded in the present moment. The past is gone, The future is not yet here. And if we do not go back to ourselves in the present moment, we cannot be in touch with life. We have more possibilities available in each moment than we realize. Breathing in, there is only the present moment. Breathing out, it is a wonderful moment. I find this poem from Master Ikniad Hin to be very powerful, and it is reflecting the way we must feel now, the way we need to conduct our lives in order to be grounded in the moment, to realize that whatever we do, we must do it mindfully, thinking of each step we take, each step of our life, each step during the walk in the garden. We are one, very connected to each other, and it is time to replenish our energies. It is time to feel the joy, the wonderful moment that we are sharing with creation. Even if we have difficult moments, even if life is getting hard, even if life brings us pains and sorrows, we need to find the way to understand that it is only a moment. So, my dear friends, I hope, I sincerely hope, you find a way to see that your moment of appreciating life, of appreciating friendship, the warmth of your family, the warmth and joy in a smile of a little child. These little things are the ones that open our eyes and open our heart to be one and to fulfill this need of being together in love, joy, and gratitude. From my heart to yours, I send you all my love, all my light. Till next time, this is Sonia. Be well, be joyful. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed the show. This is Sonia from Energy Healing Podcast. If you have suggestions or are you requesting topics to be discussed, please contact me through my webpage, energyhealingarts.com. Do not forget to subscribe. Thank you.